You are locked back into the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21, Deanna Realty, Rakonushi, and Tom Evans here with you. We got Keystone Head Wrestling Coach Chris Von Druska coming up. Tom, I know you had a chance to catch up with Coach a little bit after the state tournament action this past weekend as Head Coach Von Druska bringing home some hardware with his guys and his girls, and we'll get into that with Coach here in a second. Do want to remind you, though, and we'll remind you, English is hard sometimes, Tom, give me a break. We'll remind you one more time before we get out of here, but the season here in Lorain County, not officially done quite yet, as tomorrow night over at Elyria High School, Thursday night at 6 at Elyria. Tom, you and I, we get to be a part of some all-star activities over there at the high school. What all can we look forward to?
Looking forward to that. Lorain County has a great Coaches and Officials Association. They actually kind of rein in a couple Medina County schools and Bay Village from the western end of Cuyahoga County, and they put on an all-star meet annually, and they pair up the best kids at the weight classes, and then the girls will wrestle too. They do their Hall of Fame induction there, so it's a real special night for Lorain County Wrestling.
All right, and you'll get to hear all of that live Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock. Tom Evans and I have the call right here on WEOL. If you can't make it over to Elyria High School, again, tune in right here, AM 930, 100.3 FM. You can listen on that free WEOL mobile app or online anytime, of course, at WEOL.com. All right, so Tom, again, you got to catch up with Coach Von Druska, and before we get to him, I got to imagine just the excitement from him and all the folks over there at Keystone bringing home some hardware, pretty nifty stuff there.
Well, yeah, excitement and a little pressure, and we talk about that a little bit because, you know, Chris, and I didn't realize this till the interview, that Chris was a two-time runner-up. I forgot that he hadn't won a state title himself, so he kind of internalized a little of that pressure on himself, but just to kind of get that monkey off the back. And when you got a kid as talented as Tristan Green, and they certainly had some opportunities before, you know, the assistant coach over at Keystone is Jimmy Piecraft. Jimmy's a great wrestler in his own right, a state qualifier, and so to be as close as they had been, as a matter of fact, I think they're listed in the program as one of the schools with a certain number of placers and not having had a state champ.
Wow.
So now they come off of that list, and Tristan's certainly hopeful to do it again next year for him.
And I'm sure they are just thrilled to get off that list, yeah. No question about that. So without further ado, here is Tom's interview with Keystone Head Wrestling Coach Chris Von Druska.
Talking with Chris Von Druska. Chris, first state champ in the school's history. Mm-hmm. How does that feel right now?
Just a lot of people in our community. I'm really thankful for our superintendents here, principal, just constantly supporting us, our athletic directors, our basketball coach, and he's a big wrestling fan, big Tristan Green fan. So many people in our community here just investing a lot into Tristan, and very thankful for it.
You know, sometimes when you got that hanging out there, not having had the state champ and been close a couple times, how do you approach that? Tristan is obviously as cool as a cucumber with his approach, but is this something you talk about? Is this something that you don't spend any time about? Where does that fall into the category there?
I put a banner up after Tristan's freshman year. Put a big banner up in the room. This spot is reserved for Keystone's first state champion, and he gets that spot. So we'll take that banner down and put Tristan's bracket up and probably some other stuff to honor him. He's already got that Fargo bracket there. So once everybody sees that bracket there, then hopefully we get a roll of them like Elyria and St. Ed's has, you know.
Well, you talk about programs. Now, your programs have been strong. You've won the LC8. How do you use this to get the program to a whole nother level now?
Yeah, I think we're already doing it, you know. I think, you know, Tristan's putting in the extra work, and he's got, you know, a guy sitting next to him right over there named Paul Horton who puts in the work right with him in the mornings and the extra liftings and all that stuff, and that's contagious. When they see success happen, they're like, oh, how do we do that? Oh, we do the extra work, you know, and so people are already doing it, and we're going to get there.
Now, talk about you, Chris. You've been around the sport for a long, long time, and this is your first one. How does that feel?
Feels good. You know, I have haunting memories myself from taking second twice, and I don't want that to happen to anybody that I coach. So to have him get to the finals and get his hand raised is a great feeling, because that's what I wanted, and now I get to, you know, coach somebody with it, so it's great.
Great stuff, yeah. Chris.
I remember hearing about Tristan before he even wrestled his first freshman match. People have kind of talked about how special of a wrestler he was going to be. Just talk about getting to see that, you know, getting that front row seat to watch his development over the last 3 years. I mean, it's got to have been amazing.
Yeah, so seventh grade, he placed in a really tough bracket, middle school state. Eighth grade, it was canceled because of COVID. So He kind of had a quiet rise freshman year, didn't qualify, but actually the match to go to state, lost to the state runner-up. So we knew, you know, he could have won it last year. You know, taking fourth, I don't think it was a bad thing. But to Tristan, he knew he could win. And this year to win the way he did was just really special, and I got the best seat in the house, right? It's fun. Yeah.
I mean, that confidence. I mean, I don't know if you got to read some of those things he was saying.
I watched the video. Yeah, I say he's saying all the right things to me. I don't know.
It's crazy that, you know, he just doesn't have any fear whatsoever. I mean, yeah. Fearless. Yeah. And a lot of kids talk about nerves and having to overcome things like that. And it just doesn't seem like that's built in.
Yeah, you know, I think honestly, winning Fargo was a big piece of that. And then after that, we got to have him go to the Olympic Training Center and train with Coach James Green and all the best wrestlers in the world. And so he got to see them do it. And then we're going to go out to Vegas for the U-17 World Team Trials here in April, and we already made plans for it. And so he's like, well, we're going to go to this tournament. I better win state, you know. And so I think, you know, that monkey's off his back. We'll take a couple weeks off, and then we're going to start training for Freestyle and Greco because we're going to Vegas, I think, the 23rd of April.
I think when you break the numbers down, it's going to look even that much more impressive. But mm-hmm. I think he had two locking hands, which he was mad at himself about.
Yeah.
You have a penalty point here.
Yeah.
He had kickouts. The reversal, I think he may have got taken down once. I think when you start looking at the stats on one side of the count versus the other, it was a completely dominant performance by him.
It was. And last week it wasn't like that. I don't know if you guys saw it last week. Last week he got taken down three of the matches, you know, and he was losing one of them, maybe two of them, you know. And so, he just saved his best wrestling for this weekend. And what a great time to do it, right?
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Sure.
Thank you. Let me know when the...
And that was head Keystone Wrestling coach Chris Von Druska following Tristan Green's state championship victory this past weekend. And like you said, Tom, you could hear it in Coach Von Druska's voice, especially when talking about, you know, I came up short twice as an individual, as Von Druska said. So really doing everything in his power to make sure that doesn't happen to one of his guys or girls. It was just really interesting to hear. And then you hear all the hard work that Tristan had to put in just to get to that level. I mean, it's kind of absurd.
You know, I've had the pleasure of watching Tristan. He came over, wrestled our place as a freshman. He had all the moves as a ninth grader. But to watch the way that he's matured physically, as I said, we talked about in the interview, he was just so dominant in the tournament. He really, outside of a reversal, didn't give up any offensive points to any of the guys he wrestled in the state meet. That's unheard of. He wasn't that way at the districts. You know, he gave up some points and he got taken down a couple of times. But for every match, he just got stronger and stronger, and he was just so focused on being dominant. And he was. And he was, and it's good for him, and good for Coach Chris, and certainly, you know, that's just a great, great thing, and it's also great that Chris doesn't transfer any of that, you know, that anxiety on any of his wrestlers.
Right.
You know, that's the first time I've forgotten that he was a two-time runner-up, and then, you know, sometimes those kind of things hang out there, and they just get. They build and build and build on you, but that's never been the case. He's has a strong program over Keystone, and they do a great job over there.
And it was interesting listening just about the confidence that Tristan wrestles with and how big of a factor that was for him, because we've talked about other guys who, you know, maybe weren't as familiar with the scene down there in Columbus, and you can kind of fold a bit under the lights. Maybe fold's not the right word, but they can be a bit bright, certainly, for some guys. Not the case at all for Tristan Green. In your mind, where does that come from, and how much does that help at that level, Tom?
Well, it helps tremendously, that level of confidence, and I think it comes from the fact that he knows that nobody's put the work in that he's put in. Coach talked about the morning workouts. I talked about how the maturity that with Tristan, and he's just dominant. He talked earlier about how he wasn't cutting any weight this year, that 157's cut a natural weight because he wanted to be strong mm-hmm. as could be. And quite honestly, it didn't show up in one of the interviews, but, you know, that's one of those things where Tristan would love to have a tournament with the other two state champs at 157 to see who's the best out of three divisions. I mean, that's how hungry he is,
yeah.
And that's how confident he is. He believes he's the best 157-pound wrestler in the state of Ohio, and he doesn't care what division it is, and he'll take on all comers.
You got to kind of think that way at that point,
absolutely,
though, don't you?
Absolutely.
So awesome stuff and great reporting by you, Tom. Like we kind of joked off the air, a man of many hats you are, you know, superintendent, local reporter now, broadcaster. Nothing you really can't do over there, huh?
Yeah, I'm not putting any reporters out of business, that's for sure. That's They're all safe.
Good deal, good deal. Well, Tom, thank you again for your hard work with those interviews over the past weekend. It was awesome. We used them on the Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up Show as well. So great stuff down there from the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. And thanks to head coach, Keystone head coach, excuse me, Chris Von Druska. So we'll step aside. When we come back, we'll get into some of the individual results from this past weekend. Who fared well, who fared not so well down there in Columbus. And we'll put a bow on the season coming up next right here on the Cobles Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening to it on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and Tom online anytime
at WEOL.com.